Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you survived the apocalypse of the eclipse yesterday. Congratulations. We made it another day through another end-of-the-world scenario. Good job, everybody. All right, joining me now is Dan Gernstein, a senior policy researcher at the RAND Corporation. Previously, he served at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security as Undersecretary Acting and Deputy Undersecretary in the Science and Technology Directorate. Dan, good to have you back.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
Always good to have you. Emerging technology, risk analysis, artificial intelligence, and critical infrastructure. These are all things that, you know, we see more of this every day. And I think to myself, well, you know, AI could be really helpful in some areas. Like maybe it could help figure out what's ailing somebody. You know, it runs through the list of possibilities and narrows it down based on criteria. But it can also be really dangerous because it can come in and inspect, detect, reject, neglect all of us in hyper fashion. So, I mean, there's good and bad here, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, we just had a report come out where we talked about this. And one of the things we dealt with was that, you know, when you look at, for example, cybersecurity, you can use artificial intelligence to help you identify hardware and software insecurity so that they can be patched. That's the good news. But, you know, the bad news is that a nefarious actor, someone intent on doing harm, could also use those same tools to identify insecurities or conduct attacks, planning, and those kinds of issues that could be very frightening. You know, the report I did most recently is on critical infrastructure and thinking about what somebody could do in an attack against critical infrastructure.
And what do you mean by that? Let's explore that a little bit. That sounds frightening. An attack on critical infrastructure being the electrical grid, water supply, fuel supply, what specifically, or all of those things?
Well, all of those. In fact, the Department of Homeland Security identifies 16 critical infrastructure sector, and you've named already three or four. But, you know, all of these are very important to the functioning of our society. And, you know, for example, if you lose the electrical grid, you lose lots of other things that are associated with it, such as your banking, such as stores being able to be open and such. So there are a lot of other second and third order effects. As you've pointed out, you know, we've used artificial intelligence in some of these already. For banking, a lot of the fraud detection is based on AI algorithms. But we're at a very interesting point in artificial intelligence where these capabilities are being rolled out sometimes before they're actually ready. And what that means is that they come out with flaws in them. And who's finding the flaws? Well, it's the initial users who say, you know, this isn't working the way it's supposed to. Or, you know, we've identified that the algorithms, the AI is hallucinating and not giving us factual information in response to our queries. And so, you know, what we have to do is think about how do we use AI so as to take advantage of those potential opportunities, but also mitigate any of the challenges that we'll see.
I guess what frightens me, Dan, is that, you know, everything has been weaponized in 2024. My social media, the media in general, politics, the courtroom, right. And AI being weaponized, well, heck, it's already happened. And let's be honest, people have already weaponized AI to go find their enemies and use the algorithms to target and to put bots out there. And this is in, you know, computer land, of course. There are so many good possibilities and so many bad possibilities. And the fact of the matter is government and militaries have weaponized every great invention in American and world history. Every single one of them has been used for war and to attack people. This will be no different, will it?
Well, I mean, I look at this as all technologies are inherently dual use, and you've hit it right on the head. That is that a technology can be used for good, but it can also be used for illicit purposes. And so, you know, the intent of what we try to do is to minimize those use cases that may cause harm. And with something like artificial intelligence that is being rolled out before perhaps it's ready in some cases, we're putting ourselves in a position where we could have some serious bad outcomes. It's all about the use case, right? We don't really care if a warehouse is using artificial intelligence to order new supplies, for example. But we should care if somebody is using artificial intelligence for the nuclear command and control systems of our country or Russia or China. That would not be something that would sit easy with
us. You need human oversight. I mean, if you're going to launch, look, you've got about 6 minutes. If a launch is detected over the Soviet Union, Russia, or China, or anywhere else, Iran, doesn't matter. If a launch is detected, America has about 6 minutes to respond. Boy, is that frightening with Joe Biden in the White House. 6 minutes to decide what's going to happen to the world and everything else. I think we need human oversight. I'll give you the last word here, Dan.
Well, I think that's right. And it all comes down to the use cases. Making sure that humans don't lose agency to algorithms and high-performance computing and artificial intelligent entities. And so it's very important that we have these discussions and understand how and when to use artificial intelligence to benefit society.
Yeah. Thank you for the uplifting message here today, Dan. Greatly appreciate the the uplifting. You know, it's a dangerous world in which we live, crazy world in which we live, but I appreciate you being here. Dan, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have
it. Good talking with you.
Good talking to you, my friend. Look, every invention of significance in world history has been, whether it's the airplane, the automobile, you think about it. Communications, cell phones, all been repurposed to be weaponized and used in war. And turned on people. Every single significant invention in world history. Simple fact. It's the way mankind operates. They got the first airplane in the air. The Wright brothers did. And some guy looked at it and goes, can we drop bombs from that? Yeah. Still to come today, Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots. The Mayorkas impeachment. Will it happen? Will it get tossed out? That's still to come on the Steve Gruber Show today.